Brother Chuck, just to follow up what you were saying, comparing verse 15 and 36 again. Again, it is a confirmation. It's a confirmation of the weakness of his vessel, and yet the capacity with which he could be filled with the Spirit in verse 34, like you said. And just to show a couple verses that where the Apostle Paul puts this very bluntly to the Corinthians. And it's in his first letter at the end of chapter 1 and 2. He says it very bluntly, a lot, but not many of you who are called, not many of you are wise, not many of you are mighty, not many of you are noble. And he says it very blatantly. And he says that of himself in the beginning of chapter 2. He says, when I spoke to you, I wasn't speaking to you in power. Or how does he say? I didn't have enticing words. I didn't have man's wisdom. He said, in fact, I was fearful and trembling. Well, there was fear and trembling. Mm-hmm. And yet he said this was somehow the demonstration of the Spirit and the power in verse 4. And so it's, and as young people, and it's, this is what Gideon was running across. He realized he was weak, and yet being filled with the Spirit, despite any weakness of the flesh, the trembling, the fear, there could still be that demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Just read one verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient, is the Lord talking. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
So now let me tell you about the fleece. It's a cover of the animal, right? Mm-hmm. It's a wool that's on the animal. And it really tells you the condition of the animal. If the animal is healthy, he will have a nice, shiny, rich, thick, not like your beard, fleece.
Yeah, they're not talking about hair now.
No, John's not here. So, so the fleece tells you it shows the character of the animal. It's something for you to see. You cannot see the heart or the kidney of the sheep, but its fleece tells you its condition, if it's a healthy animal or not. This is what the world look around to see our character. What kind of character do we have? Do we have a fleece that have holes in it and looks sticky? Or do we have a fleece that really reflects what's inside? The wool that we have, our appearance, our conduct, our behavior, is really a reflection on all of that. So now Gideon is saying, okay, here is my character. Here is my appearance. I want to put it on the ground. But I want it to be saturated. I want it to be saturated from where? Not from the earth around it, but from the dew of heaven. I don't want to have any sustenance or any strength or any influence from earthly things. I don't want to have the earth to have anything there, because the law of osmosis is this. Anything that's around it is just going to influence and penetrate and go into that fleece. But he's saying, as a heavenly man, I don't want to have any influence from earth at all. I wanted the dew of heaven just to come and fill that character of mine, the outshining of what's really inside of me. Can the Lord do that? We don't need sustenance or support or help from earthly things to make us used of God. Not at all. Everything, if you're going to be used of God, then we have heard that. It is reading the Word. Reading the Word. Reading the Word. Remember? I thought I forgot. 3 chapters a day. You'll finish the Bible. 3 chapters. In a year. Try it. Reading the Word. Prayer, spending time in the presence of the Lord, obedience to what the Lord have telling you. This is the dew of heaven that's going to make your fleece not only just saturated with the blessing of God, but you know what? When you squeeze it, there will be abundance. What the Lord just said about in John 7. You know, out of his belly flow. Things will flow out that influence others. But now is the other time he said, well, I want the fleece to be dry. And everything else would be filled with water. And again, it's against the natural law. And God said, no problem. What he's saying is this. I don't want to have anything of the earth to saturate me or to influence me at all. So the earth might have its influence. It might be saturated with water and everything else. But the Lord Jesus, it was said of him that he was grow out as a root out of a dry ground. You know, nothing of the earth influenced or contributed to the Lord Jesus. And here Gideon saying, I want to take the same character. I don't want to have the influence of the earth to penetrate and saturate me at all. I want to be a dry. The earth might be filled with water, but I want to be dry. The first time, he said, no, I'm going to take all my saturation, all my blessing from heaven itself, and let the earth be dry around me, because earth could not contribute anything to me.
Now, go ahead, Dave. I'll follow you.
Now, why was it done twice?
Well, let me suggest something while we're thinking about that. We'll come to it.
Okay.
I want to speak about how far beyond God was willing to go as to what Gideon asked for. Because Gideon did not ask that this fleece be saturated. Gideon did not ask for a bowl. If there were dew on the outside, Gideon could have felt that fleece that morning, and he could have known that. And the verse has been quoted in prayer a couple times. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, world without end. This is the way God responded to his servant. He asked only that it would be dew on the fleece only. But the Lord is so anxious to meet the needs and the weaknesses of his servant that the Lord comes and gives him this whole bowl full of water. Now, David, you help us understand why it happened twice. Or were you asking that question?
Sure, that's what
you were asking that. Okay, I'll let someone else.
Well, I think that this is, I don't think this is going to come anywhere near to answering your question, but I think
how do you know
practically
that?
I think very practically, the Lord knew what he had for Gideon, and the thing he asked Gideon to do in the next chapter, I think that's something that takes a lot of faith, an abundant amount of faith. So when Gideon needs that extra help, just one more time, Lord, let me ask you, let me make sure that this is not me, that it's all you. The Lord was more than willing to say, okay, Gideon, twice. No matter what, the Lord knows what's in store for us, what's going to happen tomorrow, and he's preparing Gideon, trust, because when the Lord asks Gideon to get rid of, to take, 300 men with him, Gideon doesn't doubt then. Gideon was ready to do it without question. The doubting, the fear, the trembling is before. And the Lord strengthened him and prepared him for what is to come.
Very helpful, Joey. Any other comments? Yeah, how about the matter of abundant testimony? Because I think it's in line with what you're saying, Joey, that the Lord will answer himself to the truth of himself. Because what we get in Scripture is that the word and testimony has to come from two or three witnesses, right? That's abundant testimony. And here, this is what God is doing for Gideon, giving him true testimony, true witness, an abundant testimony by answering twice. So God lives up to his word, doesn't he?